Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Rami Malek has spoken about his new Bond villain Safin and how he approached his character for the latest Bond movie.
What I really wanted from Safin was to make him unsettling. Thinking of himself as being heroic. Safin is a formidable adversary. James Bond has to adapt to that.
I've made you redundant.
No. Not as long as there are people like you in the world.
So good.
So good. Bond No Time to Die explodes into cinemas November 20.
People reports that actor Chadwick Boseman was laid to rest near his hometown in South Carolina in a private ceremony on September the 6th. Residents also held a screening of Black Panther and a community memorial in town with James Brown's daughter, Deanna, speaking on Boseman's portrayal of her father in the movie Get On Up.
We teased him. We told him he was a little too tall to be the godfather. But he laughed, and we laughed, and he said, but I'm going to make y'all proud. And God knows he did. He made us very proud.
Drew Barrymore has kicked off her new talk show on CBS, and her first guest was her movie husband, Adam Sandler, giving us a mini sequel to 50 First Dates. You know, the movie where her character Lucy has short-term amnesia?
You have your own show now. It's 2020, and we're also in the middle of a pandemic, which is a terrible thing. Baseball games are now being played in front of cardboard people.
It was so cool. And a reunion with her Charlie's Angels, Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz.
It's hard to keep it together, man. I just felt like bursting into tears. I'm just so happy we're all together. The three of us. I haven't seen you guys, all three of us together in a very long time. We all made Charlie's Angels. We made it. And we're making this show. And so when we sat around and thought about who is this first guest, nothing felt right, nothing was there. And all of a sudden, in like a divine intervention, I was like, Cameron and Lucy. And everything fell into place.
So she's got her own talk show now.
She does.
Right. Now, you're going to love this one, Ali.
Yes.
Actor Paul Rudd has teamed up with the state of New York for a new public service announcement encouraging millennials to wear masks. Dressed as a millennial.
A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap.
Gold. And Captain America is encouraging fans to do their civic duty after he got caught with his pants down. Literally. Over the weekend, Chris Evans accidentally uploaded a picture of, how should I put this, think eggplant emoji, which he quickly took down, but not quick enough before keen fans grabbed screenshots, which soon circulated on the net. He cheekily tweeted, now I've got your attention. Vote November 3rd. Aye aye, Captain.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.